This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Metro, Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar, Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also undertook Metro ride till Meerut South station and interacted with students and passengers. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometre Delhi-Meerut-Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS. With a design speed of 180 km per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centres such as Shaibabad, Ghaziabad, Modinagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The Prime Minister also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार की कार्य संस्कृति को भी दर्शाता है और हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है.
Mr. Modi said Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi also criticized the Congress for the protest by its youth wing at the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He said on one hand the countrymen are working day and night to make India developed, but there are some political parties within the country that are unable to digest India's success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today executed pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators, people associated with the startups sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajarji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yaha Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in a joint security operation in Kishtwar district today. Our correspondent reports the operation code name Trashi 1 was launched on the basis of specific intelligence inputs about the presence of three Pakistani terrorists in the area. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in their Super 8 clash in Ahmedabad tonight. Opting to bat first, South Africa scored 187 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs, powered by David Miller's 63 off 35 balls and Tristan Stubbs' 44 off 24. And that is the end of the news bulletin.